And Judith Merriweather is with us here in the studios. It's 10 a.m. We've got 3 hours of blues left for this morning. And we're hoping that, again, that those of you who aren't members will call. Judith, we've had some calls.
Well, someone's stopping in. We've had calls. A couple of people pledging online. We'd like to thank Aaron Thibodeau from Lafayette.
Thanks,
and he
Aaron.
Says our wonderful community would not be the same without KRVS. Thanks for another year of the best radio programming in the universe. Could Raul please spin Crossroads by Robert Johnson for me?
Can do.
And since he's on our T-shirt, that might be a good thing to do. Thanks also to Josh Cormier from Guédon calling in his contribution. We really appreciate that. And thanks to David Hébert for stopping by, picking up a Blues Box shirt and supporting KRVS. Supports us every year. So David Hébert, thank you very much from Lafayette. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS or online at krvs.org. You can make that pledge very securely at our website. And you can see all the premiums as well. Just click on the pledge page and you'll see the drop-down menu. It says view all and you can look at the artwork for all the T-shirts. And we have some special little premiums as well. If you're a first-time donor and you're not sure how much you'd like to pledge, maybe that dollar a week, $52, sounds like a good place for you to start. We have a couple small premiums at that level designed by Allison and Peter DeHart. One is a handkerchief, kind of like a Zydeco handkerchief, you know, an old-fashioned men's handkerchief, and it's got this great little horse on it, and it says KRVS Radio Acadie. Or for the girls, we're offering a folding fan that says I'm a fan of KRVS. Those are available for a $52 contribution. 337-482-5787 482-KRVS. Please call and make that pledge now, answering phones for us, volunteering their time, Skylar Hukins, Sue Schleifer, and Dorothy Merriweather. Thanks so much to Jimmy Guidry and Hub City Diner for their biscuits for the blues. We appreciate that. It's really fueling the volunteers here this morning, and we're looking forward to the Taco Sisters. John Jensen will be bringing Raul's special Taco Sisters taco. We really
gotta
appreciate
love it.
That. That's right. 337-482-5787-482-KRVS. We'd love you to drop by and help us celebrate as well. So if you can make your way to the KRVS studios today or during the next 10 days, we would really love to meet you, show you the studios, and you can choose your premium here. Lots of great blues, but the only reason that you have 4 hours of blues is because this is public radio, and public radio only works with your support. It's an amazing mix of national and so many locally produced programs, and if you start listing the hours that you listen to, you'll realize just how indispensable it is as a companion throughout the week. 482-5787-482-KRVS or krvs.org. Call now or go online to make that pledge. We've been describing the Blues Box shirt, but we have several other shirts as well. A really sweet girl's shirt, again, designed by Allison and Peter DeHart. It's got a magnolia on it and a really pretty orange on there. It's a really sweet shirt. So you can see that artwork on our website as well. 482-5787.
Thanks, Judith, and thanks all of you out there. I was going to play some Roosevelt Sykes, but I just, in the interim, pulled up Robert Johnson's Crossroads. It's the tune that a lot of people say that's, you know, the song about him selling his soul to the devil. But he never mentions the devil. In fact, he gets down on his knees and prays to God, you know, basically in the song. And the whole devil story is very, very interesting with Robert Johnson. He wasn't the first one that it's been applied to. And some say that he never really claimed he sold his soul to the devil, but others say that he probably used it as hype and that sort of thing. If you listen to this tune, you'll definitely not find any references to the devil. The sun's going down. He's out in the middle of nowhere. A young black man in the 1930s at a crossroads. It wasn't a good place to be. And this tune, I think, is supposedly based on Leroy Carr's Straight Alky Blues, at least melodically. It was recorded in San Antonio back in November of 1936. Robert Johnson recorded two versions of Crossroad Blues that day. Here's one of them by request.
Well, down on my knees. Now that I'm standing at the crossroads, babe, I believe I'm sinking down.
Scott Ainsley from his disc Terraplane with a rendition of the Robert Johnson tune Rambling on My Mind. I once asked Scott, how did you get that sound where you, when you kick off that tune? What are you playing? What kind of guitar? And he said it was an inexpensive Japanese knockoff of a Fender Stratocaster with medium gauge strings and very high action. Before we heard Scott Ainsley doing Rambling on My Mind, we heard Robert Johnson by request doing the one one of the two versions of Crossroads that he recorded. Again, a tune that many people point to as saying that's a tune that's indicative of him selling his soul to the devil. But if you listen to the lyrics, nowhere in the lyrics did Johnson say he was doing that. And some people claim that the Crossroads allegedly was at Highway 49 and 61, an intersection of those two highways in Clarksdale. Others claim Rosedale. There are all sorts of we could claim Pinhook Road down here in Lafayette if we wanted to, but that'd be an apocryphal claim.
Well, Raul, there's some people calling in and making pledges online. We want to thank a couple of them. Thanks to Brian Broussard calling in from New Orleans.
Thanks, Brian.
He's been living there and pledging for quite a while. And he says, because of your program and others, he knows more about what's going on in Lafayette than he does in New Orleans. So he's really keeping in touch with what's going on here. We'd like to also thank new member Ryan LaHousse from New Orleans.
Thanks,
pledging
Ryan.
Online. And he says he listens to the Blues Box every other Friday, working off Offshore, and also American Roots. He listens to Medicine Ball Caravan and World Cafe driving home to New Orleans, and also Bonjour Louisiane when going out to the heliport in Intercoastal City. If I hear the accordion go off at 5 a.m. before I get to Abbeville, I know I'm running late.
Yeah, there you go.
So thanks so much, Ryan LaHousse. Thanks. From New Orleans, pledging online, first-time supporter. 337-482-5787-482-KRVS. It's an easy call to make. Won't take much of your time, just a couple minutes. You can pay by credit card, or we'll send you a pledge reminder in the mail, and you can pay at your convenience. You can also ask us to spread it out a monthly over the whole year if that helps you to make a larger contribution that really is commensurate with your listening to KRVS. We can facilitate all of that. But make that call. Make that pledge online. Your support is absolutely crucial. This is our 50th anniversary celebration, but we're not asking for just a little lagniappe icing. This is how public radio works. This is how KRVS works. So do your part. Help to support those hours of listening that you do every week on KRVS. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Every dollar counts. Every amount is deeply appreciated. But give what you can and give as generously as you can. We would like to thank everyone in our Cypress Lake Circle, which is our major giving club. If you give $1,000 or more annually, we welcome you into our Cypress Lake Circle. And it doesn't have to be given all at once. You can do that monthly. And there are several people who give monthly, and by the end of the year, they've given enough to be in that designation. So we would like to thank new Cypress Lake Circle members, John and Dorothy Merriweather.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, John and Dorothy Merriweather, in the Cypress Lake Circle now, giving monthly to pay their dues to the Blues and other programs that they listen to. So you may want to consider that if you've been donating for a while and you think monthly you could give to make $1,000 or more by the end of the year. But every dollar counts. If it's 52 that you'd like to start off with, a dollar a week for all of this blues and news programs, that's a great place to start. Any amount is appreciated. 482-5787 482-KRVS, answering phones, Sue Schleifer, Skylar Hukins, and Dorothy Merriweather. And, of course, online at any time at krvs.org. We'll get back on with the blues, but we are here, and we'll be with you till 1 o'clock with Raul, talking about the blues and the importance of paying your blues dues, supporting KRVS and public radio.
Thanks, Judith, and thanks all of you out there who have been supporting us and continue to do so. We're going to stick with the Crossroads myth and the whole mythos of Robert Johnson selling himself soul to the devil. A T-shirt is really interesting because there's sort of a juxtaposition of the devil and Robert Johnson. And the devil sometimes, many people think it's just a metaphor for the distractions of life, sins, in Robert Johnson's case, womanizing, drinking, and playing music that was definitely not associated with the church. Although it's interestingly enough, if he sold his soul to the devil, why did he and Johnny Shines go up to Toronto, I believe it was, and perform for a special gospel concert up there during the 1930s? Anyway, the whole subject is interesting. There are a number of books written on it. We're going to listen to next to the band Cream. They, of course, recorded some Robert Johnson tunes. Eric Clapton, the guitarist with the band, was totally smitten the first time he ever heard Robert Johnson recording. He has a great story about that. Keith Richards has a great story about the first time he heard a Robert Johnson recording. Cream did a little different take on Crossroads. They also incorporated verses from Johnson's Traveling Riverside Blues. It mentions Rosedale, and some people used the Cream version of Crossroad Blues to make the association with the Crossroads in Rosedale instead of Clarksdale and a number of other places. Anyway, Clapton was trying to figure out a nice riff to run throughout the tune. Here's Robert Johnson's kickoff, the one we heard. Listen to Johnson's intro. That one really wouldn't work on the electric guitar for Clapton, so he came up with an interesting eight-note riff that recurs throughout the song. Here's Cream from the summer of 1968.
Down to the crossroads, believe I'm sinking down.
Thank you. Eric Clapton, please, the vocal.
Support for KRVS comes from the Black Pot Festival and Cook-Off, coming up on October 25th and 26th at Acadian Village in Lafayette, featuring a variety of live musical performances, local cuisine, camping, and more. For camping reservations, tickets, and more information, the website is blackpotfestival.com.
Jeff Healey Band from a disc called undercover, or cover to cover, actually. Jeff Healey with a rendition of the Robert Johnson tune Stop Breaking Down, one Johnson recorded during his second recording session, which was done in Dallas in June of 1937. And before we heard Jeff Healey, we heard the band Cream, Eric Clapton on guitar, Jack Bruce bass and vocals, Ginger Baker on drums. And again, they did a rendition of the Robert Johnson tune Crossroads with some of Johnson's Traveling Riverside Blues thrown in for good measure, which again ultimately led to some confusion about the alleged location of Johnson's bartering with the devil. Judith, the phones are quiet.
Well, they're always quiet unless we're talking. Some people are pledging online. But yes, that number is 482-5787. 482-KRVS. That area code is 337 to pledge your support for the blues and to help KRVS celebrate our 50th anniversary as a radio station. We started as 10 watts in 1963, and now we're a 100,000 watt station covering South Louisiana, and we are on the web as well, touching people all over the world, tuning in for blues. Thanks so much to Benny and Angela Landry for calling in their contribution. Thanks very much. They're going to stop by later on and take a look at the premiums. We really appreciate that. They are longtime supporters of KRVS. 337-482-5787. The first hour or so, Raul, people are always just a little startled. It's fundraiser. It's time to think about something else other than those amazing 4 hours of music that they hear every Friday during the year. But this is how we're able to bring you those 4 hours uninterrupted throughout the year, is through your support. So do what you can, whether it is $10, $25, or maybe that dollar a week, $52, to start off as a new member of KRVS. If you've not donated before, just think about a dollar a week. What else do we spend that on without even thinking? And this would be a good thing to think about, supporting the blues, supporting KRVS, and helping to support this resource that is the Blues Box. It's not just the music that you tune in for, but all of the information that Raul has. And it's a whole education, Raul. I think if people have listened to this program for at least a year, they could get a degree in blues. They could probably take some test and pass the GRE in blues.
That's what turned me on to public radio to begin with many, many years ago, is the astounding programs I would hear and at that time, commercial radio was pretty much it. Then this was living in Texas, you know, you pick up public radio and it's like, oh my God, they can do this. It's legal on the air, no commercials. And they actually seem to care about the music. And you would learn things about the music that you would never find out otherwise. And of course there was no internet back then. So it was just amazing. And ever since, I mean, it's been many years. That's where I go, is public radio. I should mention that none of us here are professional fundraisers, that we don't get any commission off of this, and we do need your help. Every penny goes to support the programming and the facility here at KRVS. So any dollar you give, it's like 100% goes to what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Thank you for making that point, Raul. And thanks for making the point about when you first discover public radio, when you first hear a program like the Blues Box, it's amazing. It's startling. It's a wonderful experience because it's unlike anything that you've heard before. And we'd like to give a shout out to all of those kids who discovered public radio here at UL, who were students and discovered the Blues Box or Medicine Ball Caravan, and have since graduated and gone off to other places for graduate school or for work. And they tune into KRVS because it's home, and it's great music, and they hear a little sound of home. So thanks to all of you students who are now graduated but who are pledging to KRVS, living in places like Fort Collins, Colorado, and Charlottesville, Virginia, and California. We hope that we are able to give a little bit of home to you. And those people pledging from New Orleans today, and we know we've got listeners overseas who also pledge. Do your part. Support this service that supports the culture, supports music like the blues and jazz and Cajun and Creole and Swamp Pop and all of these other are great styles of music that, even if they didn't start in Louisiana, we certainly have given it our own stamp. And you hear that throughout the week on KRVS. 482-5787, 482-KRVS. Whether it's a dollar a week, $52 contribution, maybe a dollar a day at $365, whatever amount you give is appreciated, is well used, and that's how public radio works. So go to the telephone or make your pledge online. That number is 337-482-5787-482-KRVS. And one of the things, Raul, that strikes us about the Blues Box in particular is you have people listening from so many walks of life. You have people in architects' offices. You have people who are working outdoors. We had some people call us from a highway crew one time saying they had a radio there with them just so they could tune into the Blues Box. People make a big effort to tune into the blues on Friday, all over Louisiana, all over the country. And we'd like to hear from you and have your support for the blues and for KRVS. So make a challenge. If you haven't challenged someone in your office or your line of work, please do that and get them calling as well and supporting this program that people wait for all week long. 482-5787, 482-KRVS. Please do your part.
Thanks, Judith. And again, thanks all of you out there who support public radio here in Acadiana and on the web as we venture forth into areas far removed from southwest Louisiana. We're going to stick with the Robert Johnson theme of selling his soul to the devil. It wasn't new with Johnson. Clara Smith in 1924 had a song about selling her soul to the devil. Petey Wheatstraw, who was to some degree a model for Robert Johnson. Johnson used a few of Wheatstraw's melodies and even a couple of his themes to craft some of Robert's own music. Wheatstraw called himself the devil's son-in-law. There were just all sorts of examples of this. And Robert Johnson wasn't the first, but he's really the best known. There was, what was it, the 1986 movie Crossroads, where a much wider audience than just blues fans were exposed to that legend. And again, if you look at the devil as a metaphor, then it fits in a much broader context. We're going to listen to actually a few tunes that people associate with that Faustian bargain that Johnson supposedly made. Crossroad Blues is one of them, and we've illustrated how he doesn't talk anything about that. In fact, in the song, he gets down on his knees and asks the Lord for mercy and to help poor Bob, if you please. There was also his Me and the Devil Blues and Hellhound on My Trail, which was one of his spookiest recordings. We're going to listen to Alvin Youngblood Heart do a rendition of that tune. This is from a disc called Hellhound on My Trail, a tribute to Robert Johnson. Alvin Youngblood Heart on guitar and vocal, James Cotton on blues harp. And this tune, Robert Johnson recorded in 1937 in Dallas. Again, it's one of the more ethereal and spooky tunes that Johnson did, but it has its genesis in other blues, of course, in the music of Skip James, the progression and the melody to some extent. But also in 1931, there was a guy by the name of J.T. Funny Paper Smith out of Texas, Oklahoma area that recorded a tune that had the Hellhound theme, and one never knows if Hellhound refers to police dogs chasing you down or maybe something more sinister and otherworldly. Here's Alvin Youngblood Heart.
And a day keeps keep me worrying. They're the head hot on my train. You spring a hot foot paddle all around your daddy door. You spring a hot foot paddle all around your daddy door. Leave me with a rambling mind right on. Every place I go, every place I go. Yeah, today was Christmas Eve. Day was Christmas Eve. Tomorrow was Christmas Day. Yeah, today was Christmas Eve. Tomorrow, Christmas Day. All I need is my sweet ride home to pass the time away. Pass the time away. Tell the wind is rising, leaves shaking through the tree. Tell the wind is rising, leaves shaking to the tree. All I need is my sweet ride home to keep my company. Keep my company.
be wrong.
Big Head Blues Club, featuring Big Head Todd and the Monsters from Colorado, and also special guests on this particular track. We had the late Hubert Sumlin on guitar, Lightning Malcolm also on guitar, Ruthie Foster on vocals, along with Todd Park Moore doing a rendition of When You Got a Good Friend, a tune that Robert Johnson recorded in San Antonio back in November of 1936. And before we heard Big Head Todd and Friends, we heard Alvin Youngblood Heart and James Cotton doing Hellhound on My Trail, a tune that Robert Johnson recorded in Dallas back in June of 1937, his last sessions. And we're talking about a bit about Robert Johnson this morning and the devil theme, which happens to be the theme on the Blues Box t-shirt this year that we are offering for the first time during the first day of our fall a fundraiser, 50 years.
Absolutely, and welcome. If you're just joining us, we have been talking about that T-shirt. It's a beautiful shirt designed by Allison and Peter Dehart of Make Made. Very soft black cotton with a graphic image of Robert Johnson and the devil. Just gorgeous, the way they put in the smoke from a cigarette turning into the guitar strings. Really pretty. That's available for a $75 contribution. And we have quite a number of other thank you gifts, which all have our logo on them, so it helps to promote care KRVS when you wear those. So it's a nice thank you gift, but it's also promotion for KRVS. We have some beautiful mugs this year. They are a red speckled color with a white enamel interior. So it's like those old camp mugs. They're ceramic, but that red speckled, old-fashioned looking mug, and it has a nice white interior. It's got a silhouette of an oak tree, a live oak tree on there, and it says KRVS, established 1963, which is when we were first on the air at 1963 at 10 watts. That mug is available for a $75 contribution as well. Really nice mug. We have a girly tee, very pretty cream-colored soft tee with a magnolia and an orange, very pretty colors on it. And our classic t-shirt is this gorgeous dark golden color, kind of the color of a monarch butterfly, and it has the state of Louisiana on it that's made up of KRVS 88.7.org makes the little dripping last part of the toe of Louisiana. Really nice, very simple design that Allison and Peter did as well. That's available for a $75 contribution. We have these beautiful mustard yellow hats, caps, with our logo embroidered on them. Very nice. They look, they're pigment dyed, so they have a nice earthy color to them, but they'll stand out in the forest or or in a crowd. That's available for a $75 contribution. Small gifts, small thank you gifts, tokens of our appreciation, but they do promote KRVS, and you'll feel good when you can wear them about and support KRVS.
They're all you can view them all on our website and the Facebook page. So yes, if you'd like to shop first,
that's right. You can do that. We'll be putting up various images on the Facebook page, KRVS Public Media. But right now, if you go to our website, krvs.org, click on Support KRVS, and that will take you to a page. You'll see a little button that says View All, and you can view all the premiums there. Please call in at 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. A big thanks to the YMCA of Acadiana for calling in their support. They're contributing and supporting KRVS. They say thanks to KRVS for converting our boss, Mr. Doc. So Mr. Doc from YMCA, your staff has thanked KRVS. And so we hope you're listening to the Blues Box, Mr. Doc at the YMCA. We appreciate your support. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. And toll free, if you are in Lake Charles maybe or up near Alexandria near Baton Rouge, you can call in toll free at 1-800-892-6827. That's 1-800-892-6827. But that's just in Louisiana. So if you want to call us from another state, you'll need to use that other number, 337-482-5787. And at any time on our website, krvs.org, you can also stop by if you're close by campus. Please consider making a little visit and taking a look at the premiums and getting a tour of the studios. We'd love to see our listeners. And if you come to make your pledge, you will get a Lanyap CD, as well as some of our new buttons. We've been making buttons, support KRVS supporter buttons, and 1963 established buttons, very nice little buttons. So if you stop by to make your pledge in person, we've got some Lanyap gifts for you as well. After 12:30, the university is closed, and so it's easier to park on campus. 482-5787, 482-KRVS. Please support the Blues. Raul is here every Friday, 26 years doing the blues, generations of young musicians and all of us listening, being inspired by the blues, learning so much about musicians and music from Raul all these years. And that only happens on public radio in that way. 482-5787. And Raul's got a stack of music to play, and we're going to be getting to it. But we do need your support. We can't stress enough how crucial your support is to what we do here.
And to sort of use the mythos of Robert Johnson selling his soul, that is a springboard. We don't want your soul, but if we have your ear, we like to have your donation, and we do need it. It's something that, again, like Judith always says, we wouldn't be here without those who have been supporting KRVS for all those years. Thank you very much. We've got yet again a little take on a Robert Johnson tune. This one not about the devil. It's an interesting tune, though. No one has associated this one with the Robert Johnson mythos. But a song written by Johnson, obviously, for Seduction, and one of his famous tunes. From 1993, here is Cassandra Wilson on vocals with her rendition of Robert Johnson's Come On In My Kitchen.
The man I love took from my best friend. That girl got lucky, stolen back again. You better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors. Come back. promised nation sang. You better come on. Yeah, my kitchen, cause it's going to be raining outdoors. Can't you hear that wind howl? Can't you hear that wind howl? You better come home in my kitchen, cause it's going to be raining now. When a man gets in trouble, everybody throws him down. Looking for his good friend, none can be found. It's going to be raining outdoors. Well, time is coming when it's gonna be slow. You can't make the weather, babe. It's driving along, so better come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining. Gonna be raining outdoors. Baby, oh, no, no, gonna be raining outdoors. Yes, it's going to be raining.
Lights on behind. When
when the train had left the station with two lights on behind. Well, the blue light was my blue, and the red light was my mind, all my loves and pain.
Robert Johnson from June of 1937, All My Love in Vain. Love in Vain, a tune based on an old, melodically on an old Leroy Carr tune, another one of Robert Johnson's love tunes, love songs, one that really made a big impression on Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. They recorded that one a couple of times. Before hearing Robert Johnson, we here on KRVS, we heard Cassandra Wilson doing a rendition of another song with sort of a seduction tune, Come On In My Kitchen, very, very well-known Robert Johnson piece. That was from Cassandra Wilson's disc, Blue Light Till Dawn. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. At 3 o'clock, do stay tuned for Roger Cash and the program Freetown Radio. Music continues this evening with Lee Klein-Peter at 7 p.m. doing big band swings and other things. That's followed at 9 p.m. by the Avalon Variety Hour, hosted by Joanna Devine, and then James Van Way at 10 o'clock with Out on the Fringe. And again, we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We'd like to, again, say that we are having our fall fundraiser, our first day of the fall fundraiser, and you can call and pledge your support. We hope that you will do so if you're not already a member, 482-5787, 482-KRVS, or pledge securely online at krvs.org.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.
And we'd like to thank Dr. Ann Lorentz and all of our underwriters. And again, thanks to those of you out there who have been supporting us with your contributions. Those of you who are members of Public Radio, the rest of you, I hope you you take this time and consider what Public Radio means to you. Someone did call in a pledge this morning, requested what I guess has really been the most requested tune here on the Blues Box,